out work instead of letting old ladies like me wait on you hand and foot.
Don't you? I'll be very glad to make my own breakfast.
Well, sit down, sit down. I don't want you running to your father saying I was dialecting my duties.
Oh, Mark, sugar.
Boy, Dad, she sure is a terrible lady.
Well, then, what's Fidosha done now?
Well, I had my mouth all set for pancakes, and she gave me mush.
Well, mush is good for you, Chip.
I know, it keeps you from getting rotten bones. But it was cold, and it had lumps in it. And she said I had to eat it on account of the Aborigines in Australia would be glad to get it.
Well, I think that's pronounced Aborigines.
Well, she said Aborigines. And that's another thing, Dad. She pronounces terrible, she spells terrible, and she even multiplies terrible. And she's a real creepy lady to ask for help with your homework.
Well, Chip, a housekeeper isn't really supposed to help you with your homework. Now, why don't you get ready for school and stop complaining about Fidosha, huh? Who's in there?
Me, Dad. I'll be right out.
Okay.
Whatever happened to fine lads like Tom Swift and the Horatia Alger boys and ambitious people like Moby Dick, working folks?
Moby Dick was a whale.
And a finer, more ambitious whale you'll never see. Get the cream while I serve up the mush.
Oh, boy, Dad. Send Bubba Wire and get him back from Ireland. That Fidosha's a real loser.
You were washing your socks?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since she got here. Boy, Dad, she hates anything to do with feet. So she has a regular Phoebe about it.
Regular Phoebe?
Yeah, I think she meant phobia. Dad, honest, she won't take phone messages. She hates feet. She throws my friends out of the kitchen, and she's real mean. Can't we get somebody else?
Well, Rob, it isn't too easy to get somebody to take care of four fellas. I think it's just that, well, she's still sort of new here, and, well, maybe she'll settle down. I hope.
Fidosha, if there's something that we're doing that annoys you, please tell us.
Now, don't try to butter me up. If there's one thing I've got a Phoebe about, it's getting buttered up. And another thing I got a Phoebe about, dogs in the house.
Well, Trap's a part of our family.
Oh, he is he? Well, Fidosha Barnett don't serve up food to humans while a four-footed species lies around, letting his hair fly all over the room.
Well, you've been doing it for a week.
Well, I just quit doing it. Out. I said out.
Now, just a moment, Fidosha.
Eat your mush and have respect for your elders. Out! Where are you going?
I'm not hungry.
You don't like my cuisine. Just say so. Don't sulk.
I'll see you later.
If you ask my consensus, I don't think anybody named Moby Dick was a whale.
So long, Dick.
So long, Chipper.
Dad, can't we really do something about Fidosha? I'm getting tired of going to school in wet socks.
Rob, I'm afraid she's going to have to stay. For a while, anyway. And why didn't you think to wash your socks last night? Then it would have been dry this morning and you wouldn't have had to wear wet socks.
See, I told you'd say that.
Yeah. So long, Dad.
So long.
So long, Mark.
So long, Mike.
Dad, she has got to go.
Oh, you too, huh?
She just threw our dog, Tramp, out of the house.
Oh, really? What'd he do?
He was just lying on the floor, letting his hair fly around the room. That's what she said. Oh, Dad, I've tried to look at it from the standpoint that there's a reason for her personality, like a bad home life or a no good father or a short person complex, something. Do you know what conclusion I've come to?
No, I don't, Mike.
She's a plain, uncomplicated grouch.
Well, Mike, Bub isn't exactly what you'd call a Lord Fauntleroy.
Dad, I haven't had clean socks in a week.
Well, neither have I, but...
She's a foot hater.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Mike, we're going to have to learn to put up with her for a while. I admit she has certain idiosyncrasies, but we'll just have to adjust to them.
Dad.
Now, don't interrupt, Mike. Bob is certainly unreasonable at times, but we love him because he's in the family. Now, she's not a relative, but we ought to give her the same chance.
Dad, look at the back of your shirt.
What's the matter with the back of my shirt?
Look in the mirror. What is that, the third one?
It's the fourth.
Yeah? Well, he's already went to school. Well, I'd have no way of knowing whether he's got your arithmetic book or not, little boy. I'm not a clairvoyant. Yeah, well, you can call him some other time.
Fidosha, I think it's time we had a little talk.
Right. You got to do something about that cheap iron you gave me to use. It's a shirt burner.
Hey, Cappadocia, we were watching that.
That was not a good program for kids.
Dad, she came right over and changed the channels on us. Just where the guy fell off the bridge, and he didn't know how to swim.
Well, why don't you just tell her you want to look at your own program?
Yeah, Chip, why don't you? I don't know about you guys, but I'm scared of her.
And I am, too.
I guess I am, too. Sorry, I've been putting off having that talk with her, but I guess I'm going to have to do it. But it's not easy telling someone they're not wanted.
Shh.
Particularly her.
Fedosia, I need that light to write with.
It glares on the TV screen.
Dad.
Shh. Fedosia, I think it's time we had that talk.
Right. Where's my iron?
Well, what I mean is...
Somebody else get that. My job's done soon as the last dish is dried.
I'll get it.
Hi. Bill O'Casey live in these parts?
Buff? Well, yes, sir. Except he's gone to Allen for a while.
How do you like a guy like that? I wrote him I was going to drop by, and he skips off to Ireland.
Well, he's been gone a while, sir. When to write him?
Oh, I guess 5, 6 years ago.
Charlie O'Casey.
Steve!
Good to see you again.
You know, the last time I saw you, this little fella was about so high.
Well, Charlie, it was this little fella here. Oh. Well, it's good to see you. Boys, this is Bob's brother, your Uncle Charlie.
We've heard a lot about you.
Hi,
Uncle Charlie.
Come on in.
Well,
good to
see you.
Give me your thumb here. Come on. Good to see you again.
Yeah. This is a pretty trim little craft you got here.
Are you in the Navy or something, Uncle Charlie?
Better than that, mate. I'm in the Merchant Marine. And you'd better call me Uncle Charlie.
Okay, Uncle Charlie.
What's Bill doing in Ireland?
Well, we all took a trip over there a while back, and Bob just fell in love with the place.
Bob?
Well, that's what we call him.
Oh, I
and,
see.
Anyway, he's gone back to help your Aunt Kate celebrate her 104th birthday.
104th? I didn't think she was a day over 98.
Well, come on, sit up.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie, this is Mrs. Barnett. She's helping us out around the house here temporarily.
I came here on one of those whims you get. You know, a little voice says, go see your brother. So, I came to see my brother, and he's not here. I must have got a short circuit in my little voice.
Are you going back to see Uncle Charlie?
You know it, mate. Charlie O'Casey is part of the sea. My ship leaves San Francisco in 3 days, bound for the Caribbean.
Well, Charlie, why don't you stay here with us until you have to leave for San Francisco?
Well, yeah.
Charlie.
You can tell a story to me.
You sure? Old Charlie has never been one to butt in.
But you wouldn't be butting in.
Just a minute. He's staying?
Well, we hope he will, yes.
I'm leaving.
Hold it. Don't let me foul up your deal with Mrs. Barnacle here, Steve.
You're not fouling up a thing. You're part of our family. We want you to stay here.
If you think I'm feeding one more male mouth around here, you just forget it. I'm packing. Get my check ready.
But Steve, I...
Hey, Rob, don't let the eggs burn, huh?
The eggs are mine. Rob's supposed to be doing the oatmeal.
Oh, who's washing the toast?
I'm doing the toast, sir. Oh.
Well, we'll have your breakfast in a couple of minutes here, Charlie. You're going to have to wait for your coffee, though. I forgot to put it on.
No rush. Did you ever stop to think that all the rivers in the world empty into the ocean, and yet it never gets filled up?
That's right.
Yeah.
Watch my eggs.
I think that's a Bible saying.
Wash my eggs?
No, that one about the ocean never filling up.
Dad, it's for you.
Oh, watch my bacon, will you, Ron?
No. How long does it take to go through the Panama Canal?
No,
the best part of a day.
Hey, Mike, they delivered your suit that you were hollering about.
You sit off the point till you get your orders. Then they send you through. One at a time, of course. The whole ship gets lifted up about 80 feet. Then you go through the cut, and then you're out on the lake. You're in the tropics, you know. So there's jungle all around you. You hear the jungle sounds, and once in a while you see these here little parrots. And if you're lucky, alligators are horsing around. Yeah. Then pretty soon you see the first cut on the other side, and they lower you down into the Caribbean.
Boy, that must be neat.
Oh, nothing neat about the Caribbean. That can get to be pretty rough.
Well, not neat, neat. Swell neat.
You'll have to bring me up to date on this jive talk. I'm used to sailor lingo. Well, anyhow, we horse around the Caribbean for a while. And then we tie up at New Orleans. 3 days leave there, usually. You know, this is the first galley I've ever been in. It didn't move.
You like always going away on ships, Uncle Charlie?
Like some clown once said. I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and sky. And all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by.
If it's so lonely, how come you have to go?
Let me tell you about the Barbados.
Here's the toast.
Thanks.
I'm sorry I took so long. Say, Charlie, that was Joe Walters out at the plant where I work. It looks as though I'm going to have to be out of town for a couple of days, and I was wondering if...
Oh, now, don't worry, Steve. I'll keep an eye on the boys until San Francisco hollers at me.
There'll only be two of us to bother with. I'll be at the base.
Yeah, Mike's in the Air Force Reserve.
You two boys go to school?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Charlie, someday you're going to have to tell me how to get a permanent job on a ship.
Mm-hmm. Maybe someday after you get out of school.
Nothing like the sea for getting a boy started right, Steve. Oh. Yeah.
Well, help yourself to bacon, Charlie. You know, we didn't get much of a chance to cook while Bub was here. Surprising what you can come up with when you really have to.
Yeah.
Fine.
Hey! Cut it off! We're looking for you!
Hey, Ruby, I can shoot you one. You're bigger.
Quit making up rules to protect yourself.
Come on. Hey, come on. Hey, you characters, hit the sack. Or you're going to need those fillies to sit on. Come on.
Well, he sounds just like Bub.
Yeah, come on now. Go to sleep. Now, if you need me, I'll be in Bub's room. Well, good night.
Uncle Charlie?
Yeah?
Will you tell me a story?
A story? Aren't you a little old for that Three Bears bilge?
Yeah, but Bub always tells them one, especially when Dad's gone. It's like a little girl giving up dolls. She wants to, and yet she wants to put it off.
Boy, Robbie.
Well.
Besides, he goes to sleep in 30 seconds anyway.
I never did anything like this before. I never had any kids.
Well, you don't have to do it, Uncle Charlie.
No, that's okay. I heard this one once in Ceylon. There was this stupid-looking little prince, see? Now, this prince was a real flake. So naturally, he fell for the greatest-looking princess in the whole broken-down little kingdom. Naturally, the princess couldn't see the prince worth sour tea bags. So he got real lonely. Now, remember, this prince was a real flake. So he called to his favorite elephant, and he told the elephant to throw him into the river. But this elephant wasn't the brightest animal in the zoo. So he got his signals crossed, and he threw the prince up in a tree. Well, anyway, the princess saw this silly-looking prince up in the tree, and she thought it was some kind of new pomegranate or something. So she told her prime minister to cut down the silly-looking pomegranate. And they did. And they found out it was a human being. So they had it patched up by a wizard. Only the wizard thought he was working on a pomegranate, and he patched them up into the best-looking pomegranate you ever saw.
You see, I told you. Uncle Charlie. How about finishing the story?
It's a good thing he went to sleep. I didn't have a finish for it. Good night.
Night.
People.
Yeah. How many other people do you know that have been to the jungle where they have those little parrots that holler at you and alligators are horsing around?
Something wrong?
Huh. We just didn't want to butt in while you're reading your sailor junk.
I'm not reading my sailor junk now. Something I can do for you?
Well, this is my best friend, Ernie. This is my Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi. Isn't he going to tell us to shiver our timbers or something?
How about this? Blast me, barnacles!
What do you mean? Boy, what a neat uncle they have. All my uncle ever says is what a fine little man I am.
Yeah, Bob and him must have learned to cook from the same mother, because he sure makes neat desserts.
I'll still be aboard that ship Monday night.
You're all ready?
Yeah, listen. Be sure and thank your dad for everything and say goodbye to Mike and tell Chip I'm sorry he couldn't use me at that open house deal.
Couldn't use you? He wanted you to come, but he knew you were leaving tonight. My car's out of puff.
He wanted me to come?
Well, sure. That's why he ran out so fast this morning. He hates for anybody to see him cry.
Hates for anybody to see him cry.
Chip, isn't your family coming tonight?
No, ma'am.
His dad's out of town on a business trip, and his grandpa's in Ireland. My mother will look at your junk if you want it, Chip.
No, it's okay.
Well, somebody ought to look at your junk, Chip. What's the use of doing all that work and nobody's going to see it?
Ernie.
Well, he's got no one to look at his junk.
Oh, yes, I have.
Uncle Charlie! Charlie, oh, boy!
Oh, sorry I'm late, mate. Had to cancel my plane ticket.
You canceled your plane ticket? Oh, boy!
So this is your cabin, huh?
Yeah, you want to see my junk?
Sure, that's what I came for.
I did these two right here.
You did that all by yourself?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. I think I got a cold coming. Yeah.
See that neat man over there? That's Chip's Uncle Charlie. He horses around with alligators.
Uh-oh. Dad, look. The eggs have suddenly stopped being watery.
Yeah, I think you ought to cook them a little more, though, don't you? I think the coffee's done, though.
Dad, while you were gone,
excuse me, I'll pour Charlie this coffee. Well, Charlie, now that you've missed your ship, you can spend some more time with us, huh?
Well, we'll see. Only you got to let me pull my weight around here. And you also got to remember that Charlie O'Casey never gets anchored in one port for very long.
Well, just remember, we'd be glad... Mike, the eggs are burning.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so's the bacon, Dad.
Oh, boy. I thought you were watching this.
I'm sorry.
Well, we'll just have to throw it all out and start over.
Guys, this is a waste of time.
Bob, we have to eat so it isn't a waste of time. I'm sorry, Charlie. We'll have your breakfast in a little while.
No rush.
Rob, get some more eggs, will you?
Dad, when Uncle Charlie wired the ship he wasn't coming, they had to hire a new cook.
Well, that's what you did, huh? You're a cook, Charlie.
Right.
You're a cook?
Right. And a good cook is hard to find.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
He's letting you make breakfast, not because he doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
Well. Put it on.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Just relax and I'll have your breakfast ready in a minute.
No rush.
Stay tuned, Fandemonium viewers, because coming up right now is one of the top 10 most popular episodes. That's right. Every episode all weekend is chosen by viewers, but this one was judged one of the very best. So don't touch that remote.